Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. We're in the middle of a very important conversation, which we began yesterday. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right back in, looking closely at the role of elders in our society today, no matter where we live in the world. We're rooting our reflections in Peter's words written to Christians in the mid-first century. To the elders among you, I appeal, as a fellow elder and witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to your care, but being an example to the flock. 1 Peter 5, 1-3. Let's begin with some key questions for each and all of us. As you'll see, I'm linking key phrases of Peter's words in each of my questions. Are you ready? Here we go. First, are you someone God is holding responsible to be a shepherd for one or more people? Are you a parent or grandparent, a guardian or foster parent, a teacher or school administrator, a boss or supervisor, a healthcare person or first responder, a law enforcement person? If so, who are those God has placed under your care? How did they come to be under your watch care? Second, are you engaging your role as shepherd as a wonderful God-given privilege or because you must? Is your shepherding a job or a God-given assignment? With what attitude do you step into each new shepherding day? Third, are you watching over them as a good shepherd watches over their sheep? Are you eager to serve those God has entrusted to your care, or do they feel like a burden to you? Those are good questions, aren't they, my friends? And they call us to some honest and very practical reflection, especially if we are in any shepherding role. So I'm drawn to some powerful statements from God's Word that can serve as good shepherding instructions for you and me, no matter our gender or age or vocational background. First, a challenge to make sure we are good learners so we can be effective shepherds. Psalm 25 says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your truth. Guide me in your paths. For you are my God, and my hope is in you all day long." And Psalm 86 says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name." So honestly now, what have you and I done with the appetite God has placed in us to learn wisdom in life, to discern God's truth, to find and follow God's right path for us? Shepherding, being responsible for watch care, for protection, for nurturing, and guiding others is a very serious, high and holy calling, isn't it? That's true at home, or at the workplace, or the school, or the hospital, or any segment of society. So, are you taking seriously the shepherding roles God is giving to you? May I speak especially to the older folks who are with me on Walking with Jesus. Oh, my dear friends who have already raised your families and you've retired from your vocations, listen to Psalm 71. "Since the days of my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, until I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come." Psalm 71, 17 and 18. And listen to Psalm 145. "I exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another generation. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of your awesome power, O God, and I will proclaim your greatness." Do you see, my friends, how an older generation speaks of the majesty and wonder of God to the younger generation, and then the younger generation meditates on what they've heard? And because they see the glory of God validated in the lives of those older shepherds who have spoken to them, then the younger generation seeks to experience the same things with God. And when they do, then they turn around and proclaim their experiences with the generations younger than they are. It's God's strategic plan for generational discipleship. It begins in the God-honoring family. But God also intends for it to happen in every other segment of society. But it requires older shepherds sharing their God experiences with the younger generations and helping those younger ones pursue their own dynamic relationship with God so they will have similar God experiences. Now that, my friends, is strategic shepherding. So let's pause for just a moment and ask ourselves some really important questions about this that we can reflect on all day long today. First, think back. Who is the person who has been the best model of this type of influence shepherding in your life? What did they do that so significantly influenced your life? How has it impacted your life long term? Second, as that person influenced your life, did you get the sense they were doing it out of obligation or they were forced to spend time influencing you? What was their motivation? Why did they take an interest in you? Third, if God enabled you to prioritize the most impactful things you could possibly accomplish during the remainder of your life that would make the biggest lasting difference, where would God-honoring shepherding fit in your priorities? Can you think of some people, especially people younger than you, whom God has placed in your life and given you the privilege of influencing them? And fourth, what are the most important things you've learned in your lifetime about God and His role in our world and your life that would make the biggest difference in the lives of those God has given you to shepherd or influence? Now let's spend some time reflecting on all this, and I urge you to find some time to talk with God about it. Shepherding, what a powerful role for you and for me in our world today. This may reshape the rest of our lives and the legacy that you and I leave when our life journey on earth comes to an end. And here's a wonderful song to help us reflect on these great and powerful truths today.